What up, Doc Squad? I see that you are still here listening to the High Ticket Doc Podcast, and I absolutely love that for you. There is a lot of great content here. However, I did want to let you know that we are in a new location under a new name. I want to encourage you to pull up your favorite podcast app, go to the search bar, and search for the Doctor Coach School Podcast. If you love this podcast, then trust me, we are leveling up our transformational coaching and everything that we talk about on this podcast in the Dr. Coach School Podcast. So join me over there. Listen, feel free to binge listen to as much as you want here, but also for brand new episodes every single Monday at 5 a.m., join me on the Dr. Coach School Podcast. As soon as you pull it up, make sure you hit subscribe so you never miss an episode. Peace and love. What up, Doc? Welcome to the High Ticket Doc Podcast. Are you a woman doctor who wants to start a coaching business, but you don't know how to get started? Does the idea of coaching others seem exciting and completely scary at the same time? Do you want to learn how to show up powerfully online, sell with confidence, and make your first 100K, even if you're a brand new coach? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then you are in the right place. I am your host, Dr. Kimmy, double board certified physician and professor. I am also your high ticket start coach. This podcast will give you actionable strategies to launch your first high-ticket program and make your first 100K without overwhelm. Let's do this, sis. Have you ever seen doctors in their respective fields killing it online, selling high-ticket services, high-ticket programs, landing high-ticket contracts, and wonder to yourself, how do they do that? If that is you, then I want to invite you to the Docs of High Ticket Conference, which is taking place virtually January 2nd and 3rd, 2022. In this conference, I am going to be featuring high ticket women docs from multiple backgrounds and specialties. So when I'm talking specialties here, I'm talking about high ticket real estate, high ticket consulting, high ticket coaching, of course, high ticket speaking, high ticket products, how to have a high ticket mindset, all of the above. This conference is going to lay the groundwork for you as you move into 2022 if you desire to be a high ticket doc. In addition, I will have VIP packages available. So VIPs are going to get extended access to the replays. They're going to get special live Q&As with me and other high ticket docs. They are also going to receive special content and bonuses that are a secret. They're so good, I can't even tell you what they are, sis. But head on over to docsofhighticketcon.com. That's docsofhighticketcon.com. Right now, you can sign up for the wait list and add your name to that so you don't miss any of the details. And when registration opens, you will be ready to go. So head on over to docsofhighticketcon.com. That's docsofhighticketcon.com. And I'll see you on January 2nd. And I'll see you VIPs on January 2nd and 3rd. Peace and love, y'all. Hello. Hey, high ticket docs. Welcome to another episode of the High Ticket Doc Podcast. I am extremely, extremely excited to share with you today's episode. We are continuing our series of how to land, i.e. create, right? Because we talk about in this podcast the fact that it is an active process that we influence. It's not something that's passive, that's just happening to you. How to create high ticket clients in your coaching business. So if this is the first time you're catching an episode of the High Ticket Doc Podcast, welcome. Happy to have you here. Now pause this and go back 2 weeks. So you don't have to, you don't necessarily have to, but I do think it is best to listen to these episodes in order because the first really lays the groundwork for the second, and the second lays the groundwork for the third, so on and so forth. So today we are going to continue the series. We're going to talk about how to create high ticket clients, and we are going to talk about speaking their language. So today is all about communication. It's all about communication. Now, before we get started, the central premise of this entire series is that high ticket clients in your coaching business is not a fluke. It's not something that happens to you. It is something that you create and that you influence. Okay, this is not something that happens to you. This is what you do or don't do. If you are not creating high ticket clients in your coaching business, that is also because that you have created that result. And we've talked about the fact that our beliefs create our results. Our beliefs create our results. I mean, this is just a fact, right? Our beliefs create our results. And so we have to really understand what those underlying beliefs are. And we change those beliefs actively, and then we use those beliefs to influence how we show up for our people. None of this is passive. If it's happening, then you created it. It's not a fluke. Because that's the thing. Sometimes we can even have some success in our business, but we're not able to replicate it because we think it happened to us and we think we didn't do it. We think that we didn't influence the process. And it's like, no, you created that result. So all you need to do is just go back and do what you did. Like, you need to go back to that space of belief and take action from that space of belief. That's how we create results. We take action from belief rather than action from doubt and fear. Okay, so if you aren't achieving the results of having high ticket clients in your coaching business, either because you just haven't had any clients yet, or your clients are paying a low price, or they're trying to, like, you maybe have priced your program at 5K or more. That's how we define a high ticket program here. So maybe you've priced your program at 5K or more, but people are trying to like negotiate with you and like get it down to a lower level. We're going to talk about that today. That result is created by you. And a lot of times it's done by your communication, by the language that you're speaking or not speaking. So the central like premise, really, I mean, you could really call this like the foundation of my entire business model. The foundation of definitely of this series is that there is a spiritual law. I'm a God girl. On the High Ticket Doc podcast, God is a central figure in our business. We co-create with him. And so I believe that there's spiritual laws that are driving all of this. And the thing is, the interesting thing is that many, many, many non-Christians, they understand the spiritual laws a lot of times better than we do, and they are actually using them and implementing them to their advantage, which I always say, that's fine for them. I am not like going to go down the path of like bashing people who are not Christians. Like, it's not a Christian. It's not Christian to bash people who are not Christian. Like, Jesus didn't do that. Okay. Like, we're not doing that. We are not doing that on this podcast. So don't come up in here saying Dr. Kimmy said, if you're not a Christian, no. We accept all people. Okay. We love all people. I love all of you. Your beliefs can be whatever they are, but I'm a Christian and I speak to Christianity. I speak to the spiritual laws because it's so ingrained in who I am. And because I believe that God wants us to have a profitable business. We have talked about this ad nauseum on this podcast, but you may be new. I believe God wants us to have a profitable business. I believe that he wants to prosper us and allow us to be in good health as our soul prospers so we can impact people. We are the salt of the earth. We are a city set on a hill. Like, that's who we are. And God wants us to do good and reflect his glory here on the earth. He told us that in his word. And so I believe that the best way for doctors to do that, obviously, you know, I believe the best way to do that is through a coaching business where we monetize our mind through our story and convert our story intellectual property and a transformational process and promise and sell that confidently to our people. So that's what we're going to be talking about today. Before we get started, I do want to share a scripture. I've shared a scripture, I think it was at the start of the series, and I like the idea of thinking about a scripture with every single episode. Number one, it's going to keep me in check because I often use scriptures in my podcast episodes, but literally it'll be on the fly. It's not in my outline. I don't write a script for my episode. I really just go through an outline. But I won't have it in my outline necessarily. It'll just come up on the fly. And then I can't like remember where the scripture is from because that's just something I'm working on, y'all. Y'all pray for me, saints. Okay. Okay. So I figured if I spent some time actually thinking about what scripture I want to share, then I can actually give you the reference and you can read it for yourself rather than me scrambling while I'm recording trying to remember scripture references. So here we go. Proverbs 11:25. I believe this is NLT. So Proverbs 11:25. I also want to say, I apologize. I am under the weather. I caught whatever school crud my kids brought home. And so I sound a little bit sniffly and a little bit nasal today, but I didn't want to not record this because this information is that good. So we're just going to push ahead, even though I sound nasally and I sound like a toddler. So it's all good. Proverbs 11:25 says, "The generous will prosper." We're done. Nothing else to say. Episode's over. Mic drop. That's it. The generous will prosper. Those who refresh others will themselves be refreshed. I love the scripture so much. And I'm going to read verse 26 as well, because it's so relevant. But one of my clients actually sent this to me because we were talking about her launch and her business model and how she has to show up in full service to her people. And so she was finding scriptures to like support that so she could get in that energy. And she sent me this scripture. Listen, don't you want a business where your clients are sending you scriptures? Like, it is literally the best thing ever. So, the generous will prosper. Now, listen to what I'm not saying. This is really, really important in the context of today's episode. What I'm not saying is give all your intellectual property away for free and then you'll prosper. That is not what I'm saying. I am saying the Bible is saying, I didn't even say this, right? God is saying the generous will prosper. How can you be generous as a business owner so that you can then prosper, so that you can then have an even greater impact? You do that by adding value, communicating value. We talked about this in How to Land High Ticket Clients Part 1, which is the series that we started. So go back about 2 weeks. You can listen to that one, right? So it is about being generous with adding value to your people. I'm not saying give everything away for free, because we are running a business, not a charity. We're running a business so that we can eventually be charitable, right? And give things away for free, but we have to sell. Like, listen, y'all, if you are a business owner, your job is to sell. Sales is not sleazy unless you make it sleazy. Sales is service. I'm going to say that again. Sales is service. Sales is coaching. Coaching is moving someone from point A to point B with your proven process. That's what it should be anyway, right? Like, that's how I think about coaching. Think about a coach, the coach section of the plane, or a coach on the back of a horse and buggy. There's movement, right? You selling is helping someone get into motion, helping them with movement, helping them take action so that they can achieve the result. There is literally no way you can help someone achieve a result, a high level, high impact result, without them participating in that transformation with money or some sort of an investment. There has to be an investment. This is why y'all want me to get real biblical. Okay. This is why even in the Old Testament, when the sins of the people needed to be forgiven, there was always a sacrifice that had to be given to God. There has to be skin in the game. Okay, now the beautiful thing about salvation is that Jesus became that ultimate sacrifice. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for doing that, right? But he still, it was still an investment. He paid it so that we don't have to pay it. That's the entire gospel right there. So your come to Jesus moment for the day, okay? Like, this is why we serve Jesus. This is why we serve God and why we now have access to God directly, because Jesus paid the price. Like, we were paying and we were using goats and rams and lambs and all of that to pay that sacrifice. And now Jesus is doing it, but there's still payment. Okay, the same, like, for that transformation, that salvation transformation, like, he paid the ultimate price. Again, this is why he's my Lord and Savior. But even for your clients and your community, if they want to achieve transformation, they must invest. There must be a payment. There must be a payment. If there isn't, there will not be a transformation. So if you say that you want to help people, if you say you want to serve people, you will charge them. You will allow them to have skin in the game. You are hurting people when you don't. Okay, so like, that's like why we're talking about this, right? You have to sell. And then if you are a bleeding heart like I am, and like most of the Black women doctors in my community, okay, you're a bleeding heart. You want to help people who are low income or people who are underserved. Like, that's my entire academic career, my entire medical careers was in service to those patients, to those people. So I understand that desire, but how amazing is it if I can take my business profits and then pour into those communities? I'm not going to sell to them. I'm not going to sell to someone who's low income or someone who, no, I'm going to give to them. I am going to give to them to help them change their life. And the way that I'm able to do that is by generating profit in my business. Paul talked about this. Paul was an entrepreneur. Yes, Paul, the biggest apostle, like the most well-known apostle who wrote most of the New Testament, was an entrepreneur. He made tents for a living. That's what he did. And he sold his tents. He didn't just make them and give them away. He sold them to generate income in his business so that he could take that income and give it to the church to serve the members of the church. See, here we go. Like, I want to be able to give you the scripture reference. I've actually done a podcast episode about this, and I'm going to try to find that. If I do find it, I'll pop back in at the end and share where you can find that. But he actually says in this particular Bible reference, which I'll find, he says that we should follow that example. Start a business, generate profit, use that profit to serve. That is the business model. That is what we do. And that's why it's ideal for us to do this as high ticket docs, right? So we're coming out the gate, brand new coaches, but we're charging high ticket by monetizing our story, taking our story, transforming our story into intellectual property, and using that to transform lives. When you do that, you set yourself apart from everyone else in the industry. You're not a commodity. You're not like sugar. So now you're just discounting yourself so you can be the cheapest sugar. No. Because no one is like you. The market is not saturated because there's only one you. Now you can serve your people at a high level. You can get profit, generate profit in your business, and then you can take that profit and do the things that you want to do, like build wealth for your family, pay off debt, invest in communities who need the investment. That's my entire mission with my business, Productive on Purpose. And my entire mission with showing up as the high ticket doc. Okay, so I can have an impact and serve at a high level, generate massive amounts of profit. Y'all, did you know that 85% of Black women-owned businesses make $24,000 or less per year? 85%. 85%. Okay, I personally am on a mission to change that, especially for doctors. And you would think that doctors are different. No, we are also generating low revenue and minimal profits because we are approaching this the wrong way. We are thinking that we're hurting people by charging them a high amount of money. And you're hurting people by not, because now they don't have any skin in the game. Now they're not able to invest in themselves, right? To show up for themselves consistently. Now they aren't getting results. Then that cuts off their ability to impact their people, right? Like when I charge my docs a five-figure investment, now my docs have so much skin in the game. They show up at a high level. They get results. They pass those results on to others. Listen, my client's client is about to, in a couple of weeks, launch her very own practice. I have never met this lady in my life. I know her name because of my client, but I don't know her. I've never met her. But she started her practice fully booked out. She is a therapist and is serving Black women. Y'all, she's about to change all those women's lives. She's doing that because my client poured into her. My client was able to pour into her because I poured into my client. The way that my client was able to pour into her client was that I charged my client a lot of money. She showed up. She got results. She launched her high ticket coaching program. She now helps other women start their own businesses, not coaching businesses, all different types of businesses. And now that client of hers is having success. Like, how amazing is that? I will probably never meet any of her clients in her business, but I had an impact on those people. Those people are going to have mental health and better lives because I decided to show up, because I took a chance on me. I invested to learn and to grow, and then I had the confidence to sell. Like, imagine how many lives their families are going to be better. She is opening up a practice. She's fully booked out. Her clients' lives are going to be better. Their families are going to be better. Their jobs are going to, like, some of those people may go on to start a business. And then they're going to impact clients. Like, what? Like, you can have that level of impact. That's why I'm so passionate about this. That's why I will continue to show up and yell it from the rooftops. This is the key. You charge people, you allow them to participate in their transformation and allow them to get results so that they can then go on to impact others. Okay, so I have stepped off of my soapbox. Let's get into the content. All right, y'all. So part three of how to create high ticket clients is you must speak their language. You must speak the language of high ticket clients. If you are not creating high ticket clients in your business, if you are not signing high ticket clients at a 5K investment or more, it is because one of the reasons is because you are not speaking their language. You're not speaking their language. Now, the great thing about language is you can learn it. Languages are learnable as long as you are coachable and you are okay with, you know, the messy first steps of learning a new language. You're going to kind of get it wrong. You're going to have your people who you're speaking a language to kind of laugh at you, like, right? But are you willing to be committed to the process of learning the language? Okay, so one of the reasons I'm hosting the Docs of High Ticket conference in January is because I want you guys to be able to start to learn the language of high ticket doctors, of high ticket clients, not just doctors. You might not serve doctors exclusively, but I want you to start to understand the language. If you aren't speaking the language of high ticket clients, you will not sign them. You will not be able to create them in your business. Okay. You have to understand how they think. You have to understand how they speak. You have to understand how to communicate with them so that you can show them that you are the coach for them. And this does not matter. I just want to pause and say, I don't care what you're coaching. It does not matter if you are a weight loss coach, a fitness coach, a business coach, a hair growth coach, a divorce coach, a running coach, right? It doesn't matter. You can create high ticket clients in your business, regardless of the industry you're in, regardless of the niche, regardless of who you serve. You can do this work. Absolutely, 100%. Okay, so if you are not attracting high ticket clients in your business, it's likely because you're repelling them with your language. Okay, not a problem. That's why you're here. I got you. I got you, sis. I'm going to teach you in just a second about this, but I'm not saying this to like shame you, right? Like, hello, this was me whole first year in my business. That's not true. This was me in the very beginning. Thankfully, 3 months in to my business, I learned how to speak the language and signed my first high ticket client at 5K. The investment has since gone up from there, but I had to learn this. I had to learn this language, and I spend a lot of time studying my clients, studying what messaging resonates with them. So I understand this at a deep level. Okay, so let's get into it. There are three types of clients. There are three types of people in your community right now. Dr. Kimmy, I don't have a community. Yes, you do. If you have a social media, even if you don't have social media, you have a sphere of influence. You have people around you who watch you, admire you, and want what you have. They want to be like you. They want to achieve the transformation that you have achieved in your life. I want you to know that at a deep level. There are people in your community right now who will buy from you. The reason they aren't is either because you're not selling, which we'll talk about, or because you are speaking the wrong language. And as soon as you change your language, they will say yes. Remember I talked about at the beginning, I want you to feel like this is literally a faucet, like your business is a faucet. You turn it on, right? You turn up the water pressure when you are selling and actively acquiring clients. You turn it down when you're not, but you're always selling, right? There's always a trickle, but then you can kind of modify the water pressure or how much of a stream comes out. Like, that's how I want you to feel about your business. Like, it's so much in your control. So I want you to think that there's people literally right now who are watching you who would purchase from you if you started speaking their language. So either you're not selling at all, or you are selling, but you are speaking the wrong language. All you have to do is learn how to speak the right language, and then they will hear it and they'll understand it and they'll raise their hand. Right now, they are not raising their hand either because you haven't presented the opportunity for them to raise their hand, or they don't understand the language. Right? Like, it's not their language, right? High ticket clients speak a very specific language. We're going to get into it, but the language you're speaking is not aligned. So what you need to do is align your language with theirs. They'll hear it and then they'll say yes. It is very, very simple. It's just a simple concept. For me, I remember when it happened. Like, I literally remember when it was like a light bulb, like a switch. Like, I flipped a switch. I changed my language. I flipped a switch in my business. And then the high ticket clients started pouring in. And that's how I was able to achieve six figures. And that's why I'm so passionate about teaching this here, but then also teaching it in my coaching program, is because there's not anything special about me. Okay. I say that all the time, but I still feel like some of y'all think it's me. Right? You can do this too. You just need to understand the language. So there's three types of people in your community right now who are watching you. And you are speaking one of three languages. You're speaking one of three languages to one of three different types of people. Okay. So the three types of people in your community, this is what I call them. Okay. Freemium, free, freemium, chemium. Okay. So I was trying, I went back and forth. It's like, should I call them chemium or cheapmium? So like freemium, cheapmium didn't sound right. Right. So I went with chemium, but maybe I should have gone with cheapmium. But anyway, we're just going to keep it moving. Okay. So freemium, chemium, premium. Now you guys see why I took out the P. Freemium, chemium, premium. Okay. There's freemium people, there's chemium people, and then there are premium people. These are high ticket people. This is what we want. But let's talk about the first two so you can understand if that's the language that you're speaking. So freemium clients, these are people in your community who are freebie seekers. They run from investment. They run from investment. They ain't trying to buy anything. Nothing. They don't want anything. Okay. So you put out a call to action for buying your program, signing up for a consultation call with you, whatever it is, and you hear crickets. Or you put out a call to action for the free thing. People say yes, they raise their hand, but then you put out, like, once you do the free thing, you sell your program, which costs money, and then you hear crickets. This used to happen to me 100% for sure. Here's one I want to submit. Remember, we talk about the law of sowing and reaping. If you have a community of freemiums, you created that result through your language. Okay, so I created a community of freemiums in the very, very beginning. I want to go back to like husband, wife, doctor life days. This was my blog. Y'all, I had people who loved my freebies. I had an entire course. I have a planning course, which is an amazing course. It's valued at $2,000. I actually used to give that away for free. If some of y'all were in my community back then and you have the course, you can't get it for free anymore. In fact, you can only get it when you sign up to be my client. I don't even sell it like as a standalone program anymore. It's only for clients. But I used to give that away for free. And I remember when I actually started giving away for like a little bit of, I think I charged like $47 for it. And people would sign up in droves, they'd get it. But a lot of times I noticed they weren't getting the results. They weren't consistent in applying the planning principles to their life. They weren't doing it, right? And so it was frustrating because I'm trying to make an impact. I'm trying to change lives. I'm not trying to just sell. It's not just about the money. Okay, it's about the impact. But I wasn't having an impact because I was putting out freemium energy. Okay, so how do you know that you're putting out freemium energy? Is it when you have freemiums in your community? So you are speaking the language of free. You're speaking the language of no investment. Some of y'all think that this is service. You think that this is the best way to then land clients. But then what happens is you start selling eventually, right? And then no one buys. It's because you created, you cultivated an environment, a community of freemiums. Now, I want to submit that the premiums are there, right? So all you have to do is change your language and you'll find them. They're there. They're watching. They're waiting. They're like, I mean, I don't know if this is for me, right? They're watching. They're waiting. And so when you change your language, they will say, yes, this is what I realized. This is what I did. It's like a switch. I changed my language. People started raising their hand. I started signing 5K clients. Boom, boom, boom. Went up from there. Reached six figures. Now at multi-six figures. Like, it really can be that drastic, like of a switch, right? So one of the ways that you can attract freemiums is if you are friend zoning potential clients. You're friend zoning them. I have actually done an episode on this. We'll link it in the show notes. But if you are friend zoning potential clients, so that means you are not selling to them. You are coaching them for free, either through your content. So some of you guys are just giving all of your intellectual property away, thinking that this is going to create clients, but what it creates is freemium. It creates freemium energy, and then you attract freemiums, people who just want, they just want the goods, right? But they're not willing to invest because they're scared of investment, or there's some other reason, right? Or they have an external locus of control, meaning whatever results they have not created is because of other people, right? So they invested in something in the past with another coach, quote unquote, didn't get results. And then now they don't want to invest again because they are scared. So they just try to amass as much free stuff as possible, right? And so if you are speaking to freemiums, it's likely because like that's the language you're speaking. If you have freemiums in your community, it's because that's the language you're speaking. You're friend zoning them. You're not letting them know that there's even something on the other end. Like there's a sale on the other end of this. Like this is leading to me asking you to make an investment. You're scared to do that. You're scared to invite them to invest. So you might even be having conversations with people in the DMs. Right. But you're like evading the fact that you're selling a program. Like you don't want to say that. Right. Or you say things like hop on a free clarity call with me or a free coaching call with me. So then this really attracts the freemiums because they're like, oh, I can get clarity just from one call, one 30 minute call, one hour call. I'm here for it. Right. Or a free coaching call, amazing, right? So you're excited because you're like, yes, I have people that are coming on a call with me, but then you're not able to sell them, or you put out your price. And here's the thing, even if your price is low, freemiums will not buy, right? So they will just be like, oh, I didn't know, I'm not interested in buying. They had no interest in buying from the beginning, because they're just trying to get stuff for free. They're just trying to get stuff for free. But you created that result, right? So if you are scared of selling and saying that you are doing sales, then you will attract people who want free stuff. I have had issues with this in the past in my business in the very, very beginning. I remember I did a survey a few months after I started my business, and I asked my community, many of you guys might have even participated in that survey. I asked my community to let me know why they have not purchased any of my programs. 70% of the respondents. So these are people that listen to the podcast. These are people that follow me on Instagram. They know me. They know my business, right? They didn't even know I was selling anything. 70% of the people was like, one of the responses on the survey. It was like multiple choice. One of the responses was, Dr. Kimmy sells things? Question mark. 70% of the respondents put that. That was a huge turning point in my business. I realized I was not selling with confidence. I wasn't selling at all, apparently. To them, these are my most engaged community. If you put out a survey and people respond like, these are your people, okay? They love you. They love everything you're doing. The people that were following me closely and loved me did not know that I was selling. It was an absolute eye opener for me. It was like literally a game changer. And it was a few months later that I was able to actually start generating consistent high ticket clients, because I told you I had dabbled in high ticket coaching. Like, I got my first high ticket client like 3 months after I started my coaching business, but it wasn't consistent. Now I only work with clients at a five-figure investment. But in the beginning, it was like kind of here and there. But once I changed this and I stopped speaking freemium language and I started selling and showing up confidently and doing the things that we're going to talk about when we talk about premium, like once I started doing that, the freemium people, they went away. Now, I'm not saying they're gone. They're probably still there, but I am no longer speaking their language. So they're not raising their hand. I don't get people on calls. Like, I no longer get people on calls who are not ready to invest. I remember the first time I put up my program, y'all, and I was asking people to schedule calls with me, like consultation calls with me. There were so many people where I would put on my application, like you had to answer the question, like, are you ready and willing to invest in coaching? And the vast majority of people would answer no, but would still sign up for a call. The nerve. No, I'm just joking. But they would sign up for a call, but they'd say, no, I'm not able to invest. And here's the thing. I would still take the call with them, because part of me was like, well, maybe I can like convince them. Convincing energy. That's not where we want to be, right? But like most of the time I couldn't even convince them because they had no intention of buying, because they were freemiums. They weren't trying to buy anything. And I was speaking their language. So they were like, yeah, I want to hop on the phone. And so I would even ask them like, so what made you book a call with me if you're saying you can't invest? They're like, oh, well, I just wanted to chat with you. I think you're amazing. They loved me, but they were not trying to invest, right? I remember I used to get so like discouraged and here's the thing. I thought everyone in my community was a freemium because that was who was being presented to me. But that's not because that's who everyone in my community was. That's because that's just the language I was speaking at that moment. I was speaking freemium language at that moment. So I was getting freemium people in those moments. And now I only speak premium language and I don't get people who are not willing to invest. I still have that question on my application, but every single person says, yes, I have access to the funds. Or they may say, I'm interested in financing options because I do have options to like, it's really funding options. Like I have options for funders to help my clients pay for the program, but I never have people who are just like, oh no, I ain't trying to invest nothing. That comes from me. I no longer speak freemium language. So you know you're speaking freemium language is if you have freemiums presenting to you. They're not willing to invest. They're not ready to invest. They don't want to invest. And you trying to convince them to do it is not going to change their mind. You need to change your language. Don't friend zone your clients. Sell to your community. Have conversion conversations with your community, not casual conversations that allow you to friend zone them. Conversion conversations, which is something I teach in purpose, is like how to have high level conversion conversations where your potential clients know right off bat from jump that you're selling. So we're not hiding it. All right. I want you to think about, like, if you are hiding the fact that you're selling, that's because you believe that people don't want to be sold to, or you believe people aren't going to buy. Your beliefs impact your results. If you believe people aren't going to buy, they're not going to buy. That's going to be the result that you create. Okay, so I want you to examine your beliefs. If you are not selling your coaching, if you're listening to this podcast, it's because you want to be a coach. Or you, I mean, I say it like this, you are a coach, right? Like, you've already coached yourself through a transformation, or coached someone else through a transformation, and now you want to help others. So if you are not believing that people want to buy, then the result is going to be that people don't buy. And people will just continue to seek free. And once you stop putting out freemium stuff, like freebie stuff, they'll just try to find the next freebie putter outer. Okay. Like, they ain't studying you. They want free. It doesn't matter who gives it to them. Okay. So again, we're not helping people, right? Because freemium people don't get results usually. Usually don't get results because they don't have any skin in the game. They don't fully understand the process at a high level, because, like, how could you if you're only indulging in free content? There's certain things that you're not going to learn unless you purchase. Even if the coach or the course creator puts a high level of material in the program, you're not going to learn because you're not going to be invested to learn, right? If you're a freemium person. So your people who are freemiums are not going to learn. They're not going to grow. They're not going to get to that point B. So freemiums, okay, that's like the first person you could be talking to. The second person in your community that you could be talking to are chemiums. This group is this is hard, because many of us are like, well, no, I don't do free, so I'm not going to talk to the freemiums. But a lot of times we spend a lot of time talking to chemiums. So if freemiums run from investment, they're running from investment. Chemiums are running around trying to find the lowest investment. So they're cheap. So they want to invest. They at least have a basic understanding that they need to invest in order to achieve results, but they don't want to pay actual money, like a high level investment. They don't want to make a high level investment. They want to get what they can get for as little money as possible. Why? They are scared. They are scared that they're not going to have success, either because of something that's happened to them in the past, or because they don't have confidence in the person that they are looking at, because that person maybe hasn't communicated value or whatever it is. But these people, they're running around. So they're in hustle mode. These are your DIYers. They're like, I am going to find like the cheapest course to help me, and I'm just going to do it myself. Right? Now, chemiums, I like chemiums, meaning you have, like, chemiums can, I mean, all of these people, like, you can go back and forth. Like, one day you're a freemium, the next day you're a premium. But, like, in general, chemiums, at least they are investing, right? So, like, they are investing. They just don't understand the concept of sowing and reaping. So they're literally sowing cheap, low price, and then that's what they're going to get in their return, right? Or in their results, right? So they're scared to invest because they're not sure if the process or the program is going to get them the results, not recognizing that every single program can get results if you do the work. Like, it works if you do the work, right? So they are seeking a commodity. It's like when you buy sugar at the store, like just regular white sugar, which I don't really eat sugar like that. I don't buy sugar from a pack, right? But I know that there's like Domino sugar, which is like the brand name. And then there's like store-bought sugar, like store packaged, right? Like the packaged, like generic sugar. So to them, your program is just a commodity like sugar. It's like, oh, well, I can buy, you know, the sugar in the yellow package called Domino for $2 more, or I can buy the cheap store version for $2 less. They're all sugar, right? Like, that's what they think. So they approach coaching just like that. They approach coaching as a commodity. You created that, though. You created that. When you are in, so go back to last week, we talked about hustle energy, tugboat energy. When you project tugboat energy, you create chemium clients. What I mean is if you position your business as sugar or salt, if you position your business as a commodity, you will attract chemium people. You did that, though. If you position your business as a commodity, so you come out the gate and you're like, I am a fitness coach. And then that's it. You don't talk about the specific transformational process and promise of your program. You're not imparting your unique story, or even if you are sharing your story, you're not sharing it in a way that allows people to know that this is achievable for them as well. They just see you as like a special unicorn who, like, oh, it's good enough for her. She can do it, right? So you're not strategic in how you cultivate the language to speak to premiums. You're just like, I can help you. I can help you lose weight. I can help you achieve your goals. And you're going to attract people who are going to say, okay, there's this weight loss coach, that weight loss coach, and then there's another weight loss coach. Let me compare them. Let me see who is the cheapest and go with that person, right? Or they'll do things like they'll care deeply about like the nuts and bolts of your program. So you'll get on a sales call with them and they're like, well, how long is your program? How long is your program? Is it 12 weeks? Do we meet once a week? Is it via Zoom? Do I get recordings? Like, how many people are in the group? They will like nickel and dime your coaching offer because they're just literally just trying to get the most stuff for the least amount of money. Because that's what we do when we're shopping for a commodity, right? If Domino sugar is like 12 ounces for $2, I don't know if that's an accurate price, right? But like, let's say Domino, the name brand sugar, is 12 ounces for 2 hours. You get 12 ounces of sugar for $2. And the store bought, down here we have Publix or Costco. Let's say the Costco brand or the Publix brand, you get 24 ounces for $2. Who do you think they're going to buy? They're going to buy the store-bought brand. But as you can tell, like, you created that because you just called yourself sugar. You just called yourself a fitness coach. You just called yourself a weight loss coach. You did not do anything to separate yourself from others in the industry, especially when you're new, right? And so you came out, you called yourself a blah, blah, blah coach, a generic random coach. And then that creates a race to the bottom because then people are just like, well, we have this fitness coach, that fitness coach. I don't know who to choose. Who's the cheapest? Let me get on a call, figure out who's the cheapest and go with that. Okay. So if you find that there's people in your community, they buy up all your cheap stuff, right? But then you decide to create a higher ticket offer and then they're just like, nope. Don't want it, right? Or you decide from the beginning you're going to have a high ticket offer, but you say, I'm a fitness coach. I help you get in shape. My program is $10,000. They're going to be like, but there's a fitness coach on Instagram who charges $2,000. Why should I go with yours? What's the difference? When you have people ask you, what's the difference between your business and the next business? That's when you know you're speaking chemium language. Right? Like, you've positioned your business as a commodity. Okay. So I've done this as well. Hello, guys. The reason I know all of this is because I've done it. Right. Where it was like, I'm a blah, blah, blah. It was, what was it? I'm a, how did I say it? In husband, wife, doctor life, I was a procrastination expert or something like that, right? But now I don't position my business as a commodity. I don't go on anyone's websites to see what they're charging. I remember when I was in the very beginning of wanting to set up my business, I would go on various procrastination coaches' websites and see how much they were charging for their program. It was like $70 an hour. Oh, okay. Now, I would argue that those people are also speaking to chimiums, because if you are listing the price of your program on your website, you are essentially inviting people to compare via price and price compare. Like I don't put my price on my website because it's not about the price, it's about the value. And I don't want to attract people who want to log into my site. People ask me all the time, just in the DMs, how much is your program? I'm like, it's expensive. Right? Because I am not trying to attract people who want to just know the price so that they can know how much to shop around. No, no, it's not what we want. We want people who understand value, right? So I'm always going to position my program in terms of value, not in terms of how many weeks is it? Is there a workbook? Is there a workbook? It doesn't matter if there's a workbook. You're going to make $100,000. It doesn't matter if there's a workbook. Right? So you're speaking the language of chimium when you position and communicate your coaching program as sugar, like sugar, a commodity, something that anyone can get anywhere. And so then people will start looking for the cheapest. Okay? Again, it is simple to change. It's not always easy, but it is simple. You just change your language. Right? And then you start repelling these people. You start repelling these people. And if ever you notice that you are getting these people back, all you have to do is check in. I just told you, I sometimes still get people in my DMs asking me for my price. I don't get mad at them. I don't say, oh, these chimiums. Why are they in my inbox? No. I look internally and I say, how have I created that result? Oh, that means I need to talk about my story more, right? Like I need to share with people like how I am different. So we're going to talk about that when we talk about premium. But like, if I am getting people in search of a commodity, I have created that result, not people just showing up. Like it's not random, like law of sowing and reaping. Like I sold that into my content and that's the people I attracted. So when I see it, it's really helpful, right? I love the law of sowing and reaping because what happens is you get to see, like you reap and then you're like, oh, so that's what I've sown. Okay. And then you can course correct. It's very straightforward. It's very simple. Okay. So tugboat energy, chimium energy, like go back and listen to last week. Tugboat energy leads to chimium people in your community. Okay. Because you're pulling them along. Yeah, I'm telling you, all these episodes build on each other. Like you really do want to listen to last week's episode where I talk about the tugboat. Okay, let's talk about premium people. So I said freemium people run from investment. Chimium people are running around looking for the cheapest investment. Premium people, the premium people in your community, they are focused on the return on their investment, the return. So they're not running from it. They're not running around trying to find the cheapest one. They are only focused on the return. They invest at a high level because they believe in value and they want the results. They want that point B and they want it so bad that they are willing to invest, and they understand and know that they have to have enough skin in the game in order to say yes. They understand and know that the people who are charging that amount of money, the people who are charging, who have the, what is it? Cojones? To charge that amount of money, it's because they they understand the transformational process and promise. Okay? Like, there's so much you're communicating when you have a high ticket program. You are communicating value just in the price of the program, just in the way you position it. Okay? So if you communicate value, go back to lesson one of this series, week one of this series, when you communicate value to your people, then that's when the premium people show up. They want value. They're like, oh, I have this problem, but I want to be at point B. Oh, you have the solution? Perfect. Sign me up. So when you are standing tall as a lighthouse, as we discussed last week, you're shining a light, you're showing people, hey, you can do this. And here's how you get there. Right? When you're showing the boats that, you're not in the water just trying to pull them along. Right? Like, you're shining a light. You're a lighthouse. You will attract premium people. You know that you're speaking the language of premium when you are presented with premium clients. They don't complain about your price. They are ready to invest. They're not shocked that you're selling, right? Like, I used to get on calls with people. They'd be like, you're like, what? I've had people say, I was not prepared to pay anything today. Well, what did you think we were doing? Oh, that means I created that result. I didn't prepare them, right? So like, I would like kind of lash out and be like, I didn't lash out at them. Like, that's rude. But I would kind of like in my head be like, oh, why would you get on a call not prepared to invest? I created that result. I friend zoned them. I didn't even tell people I was selling, apparently, because half my community, 70% of my engaged followers didn't even know I was selling. I created that result. Right? So premium people, when you are a lighthouse and you have lighthouse energy and you communicate value, when you consistently communicate value, that is when you get premiums. They're not running from investment. They're not running around trying to find the smallest investment. They are focused on the return on their investment. And they are actively returning their investment. I don't care what coaching program I buy into, I get my return on my investment. Period. I will get it. Because I show up powerfully. That's it. Right? But I show up powerfully with people who do the same, right? Who are consistently communicating the value that they provide and the transformation that they provide. Okay. So you speak to premiums by communicating value. If you're like, I don't know how to do that, go back 2 weeks ago when we talked about this on the first episode of How to Land High Ticket Clients, when we talked about communicating value. You do that, you will create clients. So again, this is active. There's nothing passive about it. So how to create high ticket clients? You have to speak their language. You have to speak their language. Okay, I want you to ask yourself, am I speaking freemium language, chemium language, or premium language? What am I speaking? And then I want you to learn premium language. Hence, come to the High Ticket Doc Conference, the Docs of High Ticket Conference. Continue listening to this podcast, right? All of that is going to help you to change your language. I teach my clients specifics on how to do this, specifics on how to speak to premium people, people who, and again, here's what we are not going to do. Do not turn up your noses at premium people, people who want and do invest at a high level. Well, like we already talked about why that's so good. Good for them for investing and seeking out results. And that doesn't mean bad for other people who aren't able to invest. No, but I'm going to grow a profitable business so that I can then turn around and help those people who aren't able to invest. Okay, so freemium, chemium, premium, who are you speaking to? I want to know. I want to know. So shoot me a DM on Instagram. Let me know, who are you speaking to? You'll know based on who is being presented to you, because like attracts like. Always, always, always. Okay, so you're going to attract people who are like you and who are speaking the language you speak. So who are you attracting, right? Who would you like to attract? Here's another thing. One more thing before I go. You could very well decide today after listening to this episode that you want freemiums. Now, freemiums, you can't build a business off of people who aren't going to pay anything. We talked about the fact that this is a business. We have to make money. Like, if you're not making money, you're not an entrepreneur. Okay, so you may decide, though, that you want to create your business model off of freemiums. That is okay. I just want to submit, you're going to do more work, because if you're fresh out, right? If you're brand new, you don't have a large audience, right? Like, you're going to do more work to reach your income goals. Because if your program is $27, you have to sell a lot of programs in order to reach six figures. However, if your program is 10K, you only have to sell that to 10 people. So you could decide to create a business model that serves freemiums, and that is fine. You just then have to understand what that means. That just means you need more people. I have decided not to take that route. That leads to hustle energy for me. Like I said, I've done it. I priced a program. I reduced the price on my Procrastination to Purpose program in the beginning of my business, reduced it to like, I think it was $600, and said, I'm going to do this so that I can get more people. It didn't work, right? Meanwhile, my premium people were in my audience just looking at me like, what? What's going on? It didn't work because, not because of necessarily anything about me. It just didn't work because I just don't have that many people in my community, right? I think at some point I will be able to put out a lower ticket offer and have people say yes. But for now, I am going to sell high ticket programs so that I can have that impact, so I can create that income, right? And I do that by doing what we're going to talk about next week. So stay tuned. Are y'all ready? Are you excited? You should be. Next week's going to be epic. So that's it, y'all. Change your language. Speak to the premiums. You'll get them. They'll say yes. They'll raise their hand, and then you can serve them at a high level, right? So you do that by being a lighthouse. And that's it. It's simple. Not always easy, because our brain gets in the way. So if you need help with clearing the brain drama, right? Or if you want to learn more about how to speak the language of high ticket, I invite you to the Docs of High Ticket conference. It's happening in January. Now, we have actually changed the date, so I wanted to like mention that on this episode. If you're listening to this in the future at some point, I am referring to January of 2022. So the new date is January 15th through 17th, 2022. Okay, January 15th through 17th, 2022, the Docs of High Ticket Conference. You can go to thehighticketdoc.com or docsofhighticketcon.com to get on the waiting list so that you are the first to know when we open up the doors for purchase. All right, y'all. Stay tuned for next week. It's going to be a good one as well. And as usual, I will talk to you guys on the next episode. Peace and love. Have you ever seen doctors in their respective fields killing it online, selling high-ticket services, high-ticket programs, landing high-ticket contracts, and wonder to yourself, how do they do that? If that is you, then I want to invite you to the Docs of High Ticket Conference, which is taking place virtually January 2nd and 3rd, 2022. In this conference, I am going to be featuring high-ticket women docs from multiple backgrounds and specialties. So when I'm talking specialties here, I'm talking about high-ticket real estate, high-ticket consulting, high-ticket coaching, of course, high-ticket speaking, high-ticket products, how to have a high-ticket mindset, all of the above. This conference is going to lay the groundwork for you as you move into 2022 if you desire to be a high-ticket doc. In addition, I will have VIP packages available. So VIPs are going to get extended access to the replays. They're going to get special live Q&As with me and other high-ticket docs. They are also going to receive special content and bonuses that are a secret. They're so good, I can't even tell you what they are, sis. But head on over to docsofhighticketcon.com. That's docsofhighticketcon.com. Right now, you can sign up for the wait list and add your name to that so you don't miss any of the details. And when registration opens, you will be ready to go. So head on over to docsofhighticketcon.com. That's docsofhighticketcon.com. And I'll see you on January 2nd. And I'll see you VIPs on January 2nd and 3rd. Peace and love, y'all.